welcome to Food Rebels. This is the podcast that brings you brands, chefs, and live on-air tastings. We are dedicated to the more rebellious side of the food world, and we celebrate the people who have challenged the status quo. You know me, I'm the show host, AJ Sharp, taste expert, food writer, great taste food judge, and business owner. And with me today, we have our producer and co-host, Georgie Parsons, back. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Today, we're going to talk about salad.
We are talking about salad.
I love salad. I eat salad all the time. I love it.
Me too.
And it's starting to get warm again, which makes it feel like it's actually, you know, appropriate to have salad again.
Well, I eat salad all year round.
So do I.
Yeah, I kind of, in the winter, it's kind of warmer, heartier vibes with shredded red cabbage and toasted chickpeas and tahini dressings and or an Asian dressing, that kind of thing. And then the summer, much more into the kind of lighter feel.
Yeah.
Zingier slightly.
We have a thing called a warm salad in our house, and it's essentially a bit like my risotto fridge surprise, but it's a salad fridge surprise where I kind of dress a bowl of lettuce and put in, you know, cucumber, tomato, whatever I actually have in the fridge, chop it up, stuff it in. And then, particularly in winter, but I do it in summer as well, anything else that should be cooked, you know, so you might have some chicken, you might have some bacon, you might have potatoes, it might be a number of different things. I just cook them like you would, but just dice them up into small pieces and just toss them in hot and mix them through the lettuce and serve up like immediately.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely delicious. I love it.
I love that. And also you can use up, you know, leftover roasted veg as well. Yeah. If you had a roast on Sunday, then on the Monday you can then put all through those leftover chickens and potatoes and parsnips and all that kind of stuff and put those through a salad. I think salads are just so versatile. You can really can chuck anything in. But I think sometimes we're too a bit boring with them. You know, sometimes it's just like, oh, a bag of lettuce. And my husband's like that. He just like pours it out and you're a bit like, really? You're not going to add anything to that?
Oh no, dry salad. Undressed salad.
It's undressed, but it's also just the leaves. I'm like, it's not okay. A whole fridge of stuff. Like, why wouldn't you find something else to put on there? And he's like,
but I think it's exactly the same reason when somebody says, you know, can you bring a green salad to the barbecue at the weekend? I make a very boring green salad in the way that everyone else would, largely because there's usually children at the party. Yeah. And so you make it so that everyone feels like it's something that they can eat. And green salad to me just means boring salad, please. But if I was at home and I said to my husband, I'm just going to make a green salad tonight, it wouldn't be green. It would be all the colours of the rainbow and I'd have thrown everything in. But for some reason, I don't do that outside. You know, I wouldn't take that to someone else's house, weirdly.
Yeah, no, I would. I'd put all the like toppings on the top and then you can, so you don't have to have those bits if you didn't want to. I wouldn't mix it all through.
Okay,
do you know what I mean? Like layer it on top so you could have like the pine nuts and the avocado and the, you know, the herbs and all that kind of stuff. So if you wanted that, you could grab that. But if you were a child and just wanted a few leaves, you'd go underneath and then
pick up a cucumber or something.
Grab those bits.
That makes sense. But for me, I do think, you know, the idea of your husband having just plain lettuce on a plate actually gives me the shivers. Like you have to have a dressing.
Yeah.
But I don't want someone else to do my dressing for me. I don't mind if I'm making a big dish and it's, you know, we're all eating this kind of warm salad. I definitely dress all the different elements appropriately. But just, you know, when you are in a restaurant or something, And out comes your mixed salad or your green salad. I'm always like, I want the dressing. I want it on the side so I can add it. But I want, it's got to have dressing.
Because you want to be able to put your own quantity on.
Right.
Okay. Because in lots of restaurants, you get a green salad and they won't have any dressing at all. If it's a main meal, you will have a dressing. If it's a side salad, there's no dressing.
Often,
yeah.
Yeah.
Which I find very strange.
I do too. I wonder if it's because it's just sitting on the side in the kitchen and if you put the dressing on, it starts to go limp.
Yeah.
But then they forget to bring the dressing out, maybe.
They never do. That you know.
You have to ask, don't you? Dressing is absolutely crucial to a good salad, in my opinion.
As are good leaves.
Oh, yeah, good leaves
too.
Do
you grow your own salad?
I do, actually, yeah. Mm. I do grow my own salad, and I love it. And I have a little, it's this very, very classy plastic box outside the back of the, outside in our garden. And, yeah, I always grow lettuce because it's one of those things that's really expensive. It often wilts if you buy a huge bag of it. And actually, you only want to snip off one lettuce at a time. I get those little cos lettuces often. Mm. So they've got a bit of crunch to them.
So you buy them already grown or do you grow them from seed? As in, like, do you buy the small ones which you then pop out, or do you?
I actually have only ever grown them from seed. Ever since lockdown, when me and my daughter did it as a sort of experiment, and we were like, wow, this is good. Yeah. And Sophie was like, you can eat it. It's like, wow, we are missing a massive trick here.
Yeah, definitely. Because I've grown lettuce, you know, all the houses that, and flats and everything that I've lived in, I've always grown lettuce, even if it's just like a window box.
Really?
You can just, you don't need that much space at all to grow it. And it, the cut again ones, I always think are the best, which you get. And you go to a garden centre, you buy them already kind of grown or as such, put them in, cut your bit off, and then it will grow back again. So it just keeps coming back and back again. So you just get just the leaves rather than a whole lettuce like you were talking about. You can just get just the leaves, which is nice.
I didn't know you could do cut and come again.
Yes, that's amazing.
Oh my goodness. But even if you sow from seed or whether you go cut and come again, I mean, the seeds are what, a couple of quid for a thing? And yeah, that will do you the entire season for a couple of pounds rather than buying a £2 bag of lettuce. But then there is lettuce that, and there's lettuce and there's lettuce, isn't there? Some of it is just absolutely...
Yeah. So I grow my own lettuce, but my husband... Two time poor, won't go out and pick lettuce, wants to have bagged lettuce in the fridge.
Ready to go.
Ready to go. And I'm like, it's literally just there. You can just go out and he's like, no, 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 you know, I've got to wash it, I've got to do all these things. So I do understand that there is a market for the, you know, for everyone to go out and buy a bagged lettuce as well. And, you know, during the winter when I'm not growing, I do buy bagged lettuce.
Oh yeah. I do. I buy it throughout the winter and I also buy it. I do buy it around the lettuce I'm growing because often I've only got cos or I've only got the packet of seeds.
Yeah, rocket or watercress or, you know, whatever.
Something more interesting, something more exciting because I want that variety. Mm. And it is quite nice having it there ready to go.
It is. It's super
when you're
easy.
In a rush.
Yeah, no, and it is really easy. It is really easy. So let's talk about dressings. What do you put on your salad?
I often make my own dressing.
Yeah.
But if I don't make my own, one of my favourites is actually on the table here for us to taste, which is the Mary Berry Classic Salad Dressing. It's one of my absolute faves. Okay. You're going to tell me it's too sweet. I know you are.
Yeah.
But I also don't care because it tastes nice.
Well, that's so. I make as well make my own salad dressing because most of the salad dressings have sugar in them. And as I try not to eat too much sugar,
I'm not so bothered personally.
You're not so bothered. I have to. Yeah, I make my own. And actually, I start with a good mustard, Tracklemans. No, it's got Dijon mustard. It's got no added sugar in it. Lots and lots of mustards do have added sugar in them. So if you want to go sugar-free, check the mustard. That's your first starting point. Tablespoon of mustard. And then it's a really simple rule of 1 to 3. So 1 part of acid stroke vinegar to 3 parts oil. And you can use any acid and any oil. I love an apple cider vinegar as my oil, but you could also use a lemon juice. You could use a rice oil, a rice vinegar, all sorts. And then you choose your oil to go with it. The kind of classic basic ones are either a rapeseed oil or a olive oil. And then if you're making more an Asian one with the rice vinegar, you'd use like a soy sauce or something and a sesame oil.
Slow Vinegar Company. They came on the show, I can't remember when, and left me with a few different samples. And I have used them and rebought them and used them and rebought them over and over again. Slow Vinegar Company. They've got all sorts of different vinegars. But they've got sweetness, they've got fruit bases, vegetable bases. They're just divine. Mm. Really good.
Well, in the summer, I really like to make my own strawberry vinegar, which is super easy to make. Super easy. So when you're having a strawberry and you get the tops because you cut off the green top, so you just have the tops left, you put those in a jar, put your own vinegar over the top, some white wine vinegar or whatever vinegar you're using, and then let that infuse for a day.
Ooh.
And you get the most delicious strawberry vinegar. And it's like one of those amazing, like food waste, using up food waste kind of moments. You're like, yes,
love
this.
This
is great. So,
and the leaves have an incredible amount of the actual flavour in them.
Mm.
I discovered this when Zach's kombucha guy came in and he had made a tomato leaf kombucha and it tasted exactly like tomatoes, but only the leaves had gone in. Really fascinating how much of that flavour leaches into the actual liquid.
Okay, right, let's try these then. So we've got the classic Mary Berry dressing. Let's have a go.
Oh, I love it. Real tanginess on the nose. It's got a sweetness. There's a real umami, but it makes your it makes the back of your kind of tongue salivate.
Mm.
Good hit of pepper. There's some other herbs and things going on. I just think as a bought salad dressing, it is one of the most authentic, tastes like somebody who knows what they're doing, not me, has made their salad dressing. I personally really enjoy it.
Yeah.
But it is sweet.
It is sweet. I mean, the third ingredient is sugar.
Yeah.
So the next one we're going to try is a Pizza Express honey and mustard dressing.
Pizza Express. So this one actually looks much more yellow. And you can see the whole grain seeds in the liquid.
They're really nicely distributed as well.
Well, this one's very sweet as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, it's got honey in it, isn't it?
It's much more sweet and you don't get the same kind of mouth-watering.
It doesn't hit the back in the same way, does it?
Much more accessible. I think even my kids could eat that. I mean, it's got mustard in. Yes, there's mustard flavours, but it's not a hit of mustard and it's not a hit of vinegar.
No, I agree. I think the first one, the Mary Berry one, is much tartar.
Yeah.
And that one's much sweeter. Sweeter and smoother to the
It's to quite the well-rounded, but but actually not what I'm looking for in a salad dressing. Like, I think salad dressing should have
be
a
tart.
Bit of zing.
I love the tartness of it, yeah.
Same.
Right, the next one we're going to taste is a Sainsbury's Taste the Different balsamic dressing. And they call it tangy and sweet. That's there.
Well, it is tangy. Mm-hmm. And it is quite sweet. Wow, it's very sweet. Is that like an apple juice or something in there?
Well, balsamic vinegar itself is very sweet. It's got a grape concentrate.
Is it grape? There we are.
On it. And this one is made with rapeseed oil rather than olive oil.
I mean, it's not bad though. I would happily try that. I think, you know, it's not bad. I think that would be really nice on some tomatoes or
tomato mozzarella kind of vibe.
Tomato mozzarella vibe, absolutely. Mm-hmm. No, I like that one.
And then over here we've got Lucy's.
Oh, Lucy's looks nice. I like the design of it.
Lucy's got a Great Taste Award. And this is a honey and mustard golden dressing.
Oh, this one's really interesting. I thought, I mean, because it's separated a lot, we had to give it a really good shake, which is, you know, if I make my own dressing, you have to give it a really good shake. It's not got things in it that keep it all sort of perfectly separated or perfectly combined, actually. But that's lovely.
That is really nice.
It tastes quite homemade. It's got a zing to it. Mm. And it's got, there is a bit of a mouth-watering thing going on there that I enjoy.
I'd say that it's got more depth as well to it. It's a more rounded flavour than the other honey mustard one, which was the Pizza Express one.
Oh, I do like the Lucy's one.
Yeah, I do really like that. It's really nice.
This final one is a Be Good to Yourself Caesar dressing. So it's sort of 80% less fat and only 16 calories. Who makes this one? Oh, Sainsbury's as well. So this is a Sainsbury's own brand. Dressing made with low-fat yogurt and cheese.
I'm not a fan of Caesar salad to begin with.
It's got quite a pungent sort of cheesy aroma on the nose. And it's
totally stuck.
It's stuck in the bottom of our little tasting.
You can hold it upside down and nothing happens.
I just dug my finger in to make it work. Yeah, very parmesan-y, which I suppose is authentic for, a Caesar.
That does nothing for me. I'd actually rather eat my salad plain than
that. Maybe not my fave. Anyway, amazing though. Really interesting to taste all of those. I don't think I've ever done a vertical tasting of salad dressings before. It was fascinating. But I think we should move on and start talking about the leaves. We've got an expert coming on the show this afternoon, haven't we?
We do.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to meeting Ben Armory from Grow Up, who's coming on, you know, vertical farmers specialising in lettuce and things like that.
So tell us what we should be putting our salad dressing on.
Let's find out. This afternoon in the studio, we've actually got Ben Armory here from Grow Up Farms. And you guys are the lettuce experts, aren't you? What do you do at Grow Up Farms?
We're the lettuce experts, exactly. We've got a vertical farm, of all things, which is an indoor growing facility for growing lettuce here in the UK. We've been going for about 10 years. It started off in a shipping container in a car park in East London.
I love it. What is a vertical farm?
So vertical farm, we're growing fresh produce indoors, stacked up on layers. It's a very, very...
Like on shelves?
Yeah, on shelves, exactly. And we use hydroponics to fertilise the roots of the plant.
So that's like a water solution?
Exactly. It's an irrigation system that flows, the water floods in and out and ebbs and flows.
And is it just water? Has it got loads of nutrients in it?
It's got nutrients in it as well.
Cool.
And then LEDs, lights at the top, to create the perfect sort of Mediterranean growing conditions for the leaves, day in, day out, year in, year out.
That is incredible. Right here in the UK. Mm. And so you started by doing this in a big shipping container.
Exactly.
Just so full of shelves.
Full of shelves. 10 years ago, co-founders of the business, Kate and Tom, wanted to find a more sustainable local way of producing fresh produce for the London market. So they built a shipping container in a car park. and started supplying Borough Market with fresh produce.
Very cool.
Taking it down, getting on their bicycle every morning at 5 a.m. and bicycling it down to Borough. And then that went really well. So they built a bigger warehouse in East London in Beckton and started supplying a few sort of bricks and mortar retailers, lots of restaurants. They got it into Farm Drop. They got it into Whole Foods and realized they had something really, really exciting. They were doing lots and lots of different products, lots of herbs, lots of different baby leaves and fresh.
Can you grow? Can you grow everything from a round lettuce to a cos lettuce to a rocket? Can you do all of that?
Technically, we can grow all of that.
Yeah.
But the real advantage of what we're doing is with baby leaves. So baby lettuces.
Tiny ones.
Exactly. So, and we produce a bagged, ready-to-eat baby leaf salad now. We're going to try some of those in a second. But technically, you can grow lots of those different products. But the question is finding exactly what the best thing is we can grow and what advantage we can bring, what benefits we can bring to consumers.
I'm being be really silly here. Okay. Do you have soil? Is there soil?
We are a soilless
farm.
So it's just...
That slightly blows my mind.
It's just hydroponics. And as I said, there's a little bit of fertilizer in the water.
Right.
But that water ebbs and flows, comes through the system. It's all recaptured. So our water savings are absolutely enormous. 90% water savings against conventional as opposed to conventional farming.
So the water recycle the water. So it goes through.
Yep.
Whatever comes out the other side is then recycled back through.
Exactly. And all of the water that the plants transpire, that evapotranspirate through the system.
Oh,
so we then take all of that out of the humidity out of the atmosphere and then put it back into the system.
Oh, wow. So you don't get condensation in that room? Because I was wondering that. There's got to be all this kind of...
Yeah, there's loads of fans.
And
exactly. And
wow.
And then we dehumidify that and then put it back into the system. So there's huge water savings.
And is it light 24 hours a day? So are you creating...
That is a very good question. So we play around with the leaves. And we want to give them the best possible growing conditions that they want. And some of them like a longer day, some of them like an 18-hour day, some of them like a 16-hour day. But no, we always give them a bit of night time.
Some time off to chill out.
Yeah, a bit of time off. Just to chill out.
Well, it's a thing, isn't it? Do you remember there was a big article recently about trees where they'd been injected by the thing that stops them going to sleep and within 2 years they were dead.
No way.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that stops them kind of hibernating. It's not hibernating, is it?
Cruelty to trees.
Cruelty to trees, but really fascinating. So everything needs to sleep.
Including lettuce and rocket. Yeah,
interesting.
Exactly.
And then, so I'm presuming you don't need to use any pesticides or anything on it because you don't have any pests in this controlled environment.
Exactly. So there's no pesticides, there's no nasties at all. Mm. And actually that's one of the biggest advantages of what we've got here is that because it goes through a system entirely controlled, it's called high care growing, from the moment it's seeded all the way through to its heart to when it's harvested, there is total control and we don't have to put any pesticides, any chemicals. But that also means that at the end of the process, once it goes into the bag, it goes in ready to eat. So we don't need to wash it.
Okay.
So there's a lot of conventional, especially bagged baby leaf salads, will all be washed before you eat them.
Definitely.
But they're washed in chlorine and peracetic acid and things like that to get rid of all the nasties or the pesticides or the frog's legs or whatever might have found their way into the conventional system.
So
but this way, we don't have to do any of that. So it lasts a lot, lot longer and the quality is much higher.
Are you organic then? Can you claim yourself to be organic or are
no.
there rules
and your
around
two
this?
Questions have linked seamlessly to each other there. So we can't get organic status yet because we don't grow in soil. The Soil
right.
Association will only qualify us if we grow on soil. But
soil,
we are still chemical free. So from that perspective, we're at that chemical free standard, but hydroponics hasn't yet got a recognition for being organic.
Okay. I guess they must be looking into that though, because
yes.
it's new technology.
Exactly. And in the US, there's a precedent for that. The US have just given organic certification standards to hydroponics. So I think, exactly.
It's coming.
There's some really encouraging noises about it.
And in terms of the nutritional level of the lettuce leaves, the thing that I'm always fascinated, because I always thought nutrients came from the soil, but sure, they come from the fertilizer then, don't they?
So nutrients come from two different ways. So either there's mineral nutrients which go into the liquid solution like iron that the roots will take up, but also plants, you know, they're the most incredible factories and you give them the right light and a lot of the nutrients that we get, particularly a lot of the vitamin nutrients that you get from plants, they're synthesized by the plant in response to light.
Actually.
So you can play around with that. And one of the big pieces of research that we're doing at the moment is how we can improve that, take that. At the moment, it's fantastic nutritional content, but we want to see if we can dial that up as well.
By doing different light spectrums
exactly.
and stuff and seeing which one works the best.
Exactly.
So using a lot of light. Does that take up a lot of energy?
Yes.
You know, all that kind of stuff. So how are you working with that?
So we built the farm that we've got is down in East Kent, and it's next door to a biomass combined heat and power plant. So that is a renewable energy power station, effectively. Right, okay. And we're next door to that. We've got a wire that goes across and a little pipe that goes under the road. So they supply us with all of the low-grade steam from their electricity generation, as well as the electricity.
What do you use the steam for?
Steam, we use that as part of our climate control. So okay, we talked fine. Earlier about lots of humidity in there. So we use a lot of steam directly in our climate control to manage that climate for the. So it's absolutely optimised for the plants.
So what is the optimal temperature for a salad leaf?
Well, it depends who you are. if you're a rocket leaf...
An enthusiastic grower.
Exactly, very enthusiastic grower. If you're a rocket leaf, you actually like it, the temperature quite cool, but you like the light quite intense. So I suspect, I don't know, I'm not a plant scientist, but I suspect they probably evolved at a slightly higher altitude than lettuce, which likes it slightly warmer and a slightly lower intensity. So it totally depends who you are. And then if you're sorrel, which we're about to try in a minute, then it's actually closer to what rocket likes as well. So.
Okay, interesting. Well, let's try some, shall we? I'm intrigued. So we've already been talking about how much we love salad. And so I'm super excited to dive in. So what have we got here? We've got, this is the mixed bag
exactly.
of rocket and baby
So this
leaves.
Is our brand, Unbelievable, which is available.
Love the name.
Well, it's unbelievable. which is available in Tesco. These are longer lasting leaves. We solved the biggest problem for customers in this area. When you ask them what's their biggest complaint about bag salad, it's always that it goes off. And so with our growing conditions and without having to, because it's ready to eat but we haven't washed it, it lasts much, much longer than salads you buy in the market today. So
hence it says stays fresher in your fridge.
Stays fresher in your fridge.
Love it.
And it's grown without pesticides and lasts, as I say, I mean, it lasts the week. Most people, when they buy salad, they assume it's only going to last a couple of days from the moment they get it in there.
And they are really crunchy leaves,
really
aren't
crunchy.
They? Really quite sweet leaves.
So, exactly. So we've got that one you've got there. That's a crispy variety, a baby leaf crispy. And that's got actually some of the genetics from other sort of whole head varieties that you might expect. So it's got that sort of sweetness at the bottom of the stem. And then it's got that nice sort of frilly crunch at the top. And then...
Gosh, often people cut the bottom of the stem off and that's the sweetest, best
part
of the whole lettuce, isn't it?
Exactly. I'm really excited. I want to try and see if we can get a little product going with the bottoms of those stems where we harvest and just have it as a solo little salad snack, effectively, because it is so sweet. And the children, we do lots of taste tests with members of our respective families, the children will absolutely love that lower bit, the bottom of the stem, because it is so sweet and so crunchy.
I can see that. And so much better for food waste.
From with the salad that we've got here, as I say, the life is much, much longer. And as a result, food waste drops down dramatically, not only for the supermarkets, but also for customers. You're not throwing out half an empty bag.
Your rocket is beautifully peppery.
But even just the element, I think people think on a lettuce leaf, when it starts to go a bit whiter towards the base where it would have come out of the ground, I think that's the bit that people often chop off and they don't think it's any good. And actually, it's the sweetest
bit.
Part of the whole lettuce. Mm.
Really lovely. Really delicious. I love the crispness of this all. The variety. So we've got rocket. We've got this kind of red leaf, small variety.
Exactly. So there's a bit of red in there. There's a bit of green in there. And they've all got their own slightly... The red's got a slightly more earthy flavour. Mm-hmm. The greens have got that crispiness. But also, I don't know if you notice, but as you pour it out, it sits very proud in the bag. So you've got that wonderful height.
Yeah.
Pouring salad all over the studio. Sorry.
But it's got that crispiness to it, hasn't it? Like a pile of crisps would sit up high.
Exactly.
Whereas when your salad has been in the fridge for a few days and it's gone a bit sad, it's sort of flat and you're trying to zhuzh it up a bit and it often won't zhuzh.
Exactly.
This
is pre-zhuzhed. And I know that you guys have been trialling some salad dressings as well, but lots of people say they didn't even need salad dressings.
No, well, we did have a discussion about this in some restaurants when they give you a side salad and it doesn't have a salad dressing on it and it's always a bit disappointing. But I agree. I actually think, you know, these ones are... So tasty, you could almost get away without it. I mean, I still wouldn't. I would still put a salad dressing on it. But but they're full of flavour. Really delicious.
I mean, this one is zesty. There is something very citrusy.
This is zesty, exactly. So this one is launching at the beginning of May this year.
Is that sorrel?
Exactly. It's got sorrel in it. Have you ever had sorrel before?
Mm.
So this is a baby leaf sorrel. Lots of people have had sorrel before as a slightly bigger leaf. It goes very well with fish and chicken and things. Mm. This is a baby version of it. And again, it's got that really, really sweet flavour. It's almost as if someone said the other day, that it's almost as if someone's shaved a Granny Smith apple into the into the salad. It's got that lovely lemony, lovely sort of zing to it.
So really show me which one is actually sorrel?
This one.
Okay. All right. I wouldn't, if you passed me that, I would have said that was spinach.
So it's a big, flat, long, flat leaf, isn't it?
So it looks very similar to spinach.
It looks exactly very similar to spinach. But I think you'll agree.
Oh my goodness. I was not expecting that.
Mm. Absolutely delicious.
Super lemony. Oh, I love that. Maybe I wouldn't need a salad dressing with that one.
Exactly. That's the plan.
It's interesting because sorrel as a flavouring in a product can be quite divisive because it is so, so lemony. But actually, in its pure format, I don't think I've had it in its pure format for a very long time. I was quite surprised then when I was tasting it of how green it is, but how zingy and tangy and really delicious it is just pure in that original format.
I liked when we were putting this mix together, I was actually in my mind thinking of it as more like a herb. Some people call it a herb, I think it probably is. But so you don't want it there as an overpowering flavour, but you do want it there as just a side note that just sings on your tongue and lasts.
I love putting herbs in my salads. I'm always putting mints and parsley and whatever I've got in the fridge, I just
chop it in.
So I'm a huge herb in salad fan. So I mean, but that sorrel is. I've never tasted anything. It really, really blew my mind, actually, because I don't think I have eaten sorrel before, and that was really nice. My goodness. And I love a lemon kind of tang. We were talking earlier about tangy salad dressings, and I was leaning towards that kind of tanginess. So, gosh, absolutely delicious.
Well, you'll be able to buy this in Tesco at the beginning of May. And my hope as well is that this will be, again, one of the salads that gets children into salad because it's got that lovely sort of sharp sorbet sort of taste to it.
There's more to it, isn't there? That's more to it to make it interesting.
Mm.
Absolutely delicious. What's the future for Grow Up Foods? So you've got this beautiful, unbelievable range. Have you got any other ranges?
So yeah, we've got another range which is called the Fresh Leaf Go, and that's at Iceland and Spa. So that's a slightly smaller range. This is the unbelievable, we've got four in the range. Fresh Leaf goes a slightly narrower range, slightly smaller bag. But that is nationwide in Iceland and Spa. And then, we're bringing on other leaves, which I can't talk about on this.
Okay.
But we're expanding all of those ranges over the next 12 months.
Cool. Well, you have to come back on the show and tell us about the new range.
Absolutely loved it.
Unbelievably, we're actually out of time now.
Yes, I can't believe it.
Did you have another question you wanted to ask?
No, I just want to eat more of the sorrel.
thank you so much for coming on the show, Ben. It's been really great to hear about Grow Up Farms and Unbelievable.
Great. Well, thank you very, very much for having me.
You've been listening to Food Rebels, which is available on radio stations around the UK. You can also listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and Audible. Please remember to subscribe and rate us, hopefully 5 stars. It makes a huge difference to our podcast. Thanks for joining us and make sure you taste the rebellion.